Okay. I'm going to double check on my phone. Vicky, you can do your own countdown or whatever. I'm going to check the stream.
So wait, have we not started?
It starts
Is the audio looking good?
That's what I'm going to check now.
It's always better to have stronger opponents than weak ones. And that was said by Kagami Tiger. So I just want to say, firstly, thank you everyone for the support on Instagram and TikTok. We've reached 50K followers on TikTok, and it's all thanks to you guys. So keep up with the good work. So first anime, we're going to be talking about sports anime this week. And the first sports anime on our list is Kuroko no Basuke. So, Abu, I'll give it to you. What's your favorite moment in Kuroko no Basuke?
it's going to be a mix of two, actually. First one, I think, is one of the most iconic moments when Kagami goes into the zone for the first time against Aomine.
Against Aomine.
Yeah, it's on Instagram. It's on TikTok. Like, I've made like videos as much as I can about that moment.
Like, just in that one scene.
Yeah, it's just incredible. Like, when he's like, they're doing a flashback of like the last season. Obviously, like, we'll come into it in haiku as well. We'll talk about that later. But I like the way that they did a flashback of the last season, their loss. And they're on the verge of that same loss again. And then he just switches it around because he has to like do it for his teammates. That was just incredible. Can I be like that?
It's a sick way to have a trigger. Like, you're like their last ray of hope. You're
exactly
the ace of the squad. And you have to. And he just on and does his thing.
The other moment will probably have to be where he does the meteor jam against Akashi.
That bit's sick.
Because it's the same, like, what was that? What did you say, Vicky?
Play. No, I was thinking either... No, when you said Meteor Jam, I thought you were going to say the...
Against Yosef.
The first one,
The thing is, really want me to, like, start talking about all my favorite moments. It will be every single, like, epic moment. Like, when Kisei goes into when Kakashi goes into the zone. Like, when Kuroko goes into, like, this direction. There's too many, man.
This is basically just going to... Is this going to turn into a Kuroko no Basuke A's? Don't get it. Instead of any sports animes.
It's own sports. FYI. Like, we could have a talk on just
Kirk. So, Nudge, what's your favorite moment in Basuke?
Abu literally took my fucking favorite moment right out of my mouth.
So, like, I would have just listened to it by chance.
Yeah. But my second favorite moment would have to be when Kisei copied Aomine. And then they were going for like that sick 1v1. And then like this was at a point where Kisei's copy was sick. Like he was so good at it.
It was on par with
Aomine. Exactly. It was sick.
It was the scene away from it when they saw like they see everyone's reaction. And everyone's just awe of just what he's just
done. So sick with the reactions, man. They milk it too much, but Kuroko is just like it gets you hyped.
And then do you remember when Kisei was gonna score, and then he did the behind the net thing. And then she was like, "Damn it!"
She does that when he's going to his first point.
And then she got hit for charging.
And he gives the condescending. And then Aomine gets pissed, and then like
Aomine is sick though. Definitely my favorite character.
I don't know. It's always been tied for me between Aomine and Kisei.
Really? No, Aomine is my favorite.
Like Kisei, like from the
no ceiling or his box.
I just like the whole premise of Kisei's character. It's just incredible. But then Aomine is obviously that.
He's actually a comedy character as well.
Kisei.
He gets triggered, and of course, everyone put chi at the end.
What about you, Vicky?
It's probably one of my favorite moments. I've got two. So one is probably when Midoriya uses the jump, when he first jumps and shoots, catches the ball in midair and shoots a three-pointer against Rakuzan. That was like, he specifically made that to try to beat Akashi, but then that bit was like insane because he's just like, he only takes like 100% shots, right?
Yeah.
So the fact that he reduced that accuracy percentage and did it just to defeat Rakuzan was insane. Yeah.
Especially given how much of a time
and then trust me, like he never really dribbles.
Yeah.
Like passes the ball. He's always the one to like score and then it just shows mad character development.
Yeah. Like even when like he's trusting and then, you know, when he's versus Akashi's team and he just passes the ball.
For the moment when he's talking about burdens. Oh my.
Bro, that was sick character development.
That entire scene.
Well, I've made an Insta post like that as well. Go figure. But like, it's so sick. That's so sick.
And then I think my other favorite moment is probably just before they go into like the direct drive zone. You have like, they just stop like in the middle of the court and they look up into the stands and they see Kuriko's friend holding the basketball.
That
moment when everyone's cheering for them, that was, I had the maddest goosebumps going for that. Moment was so
right. You can actually imagine like the Ultra Instinct music going on. when they're about to go into the zone, I don't want to get copyright.
So
you know, one part that match actually like is probably one of my favorites. You know, right at the end when Rakuzan can basically just hold the ball and like win the game. You know the thought process of Izuki that's just going through his head, and like he knows
he's
the best player on the court, and he's not trying to do that. He's just trying to like make a smart decision in that moment. And then like the way that they say it in Japanese as well and everything is just like when he actually goes to intercept the ball, it was so sick. And then he does the perfect pass to Hyuga as well. Oh, that was so sick. Future.
Oh yeah, I was like, it's Future. Yeah, trust.
He's one of my favorite characters just for that.
For anyone in chat, I'm just gonna give a quick throwaway comment. Whoever's in chat, just let us know who your favorite character is, because I'm just looking at chat now, so I'll be able to reply to you.
Okay, cool.
Go ahead, Biggie.
What are your favorite characters, by the way? I'll pass on to Nudge from Kuriko.
Yeah, I said Aomine, because like he's like that street style of basketball is just so sick. Yeah, and like the way he was like on the court was just like, it gave off the vibe that like, don't fuck with me, like, or you're gonna get like styled on royally.
Styled on.
Yeah, that no, styled. Literally.
It's funny. And it's
the technical term, by the way.
What?
That's the technical term, being styled on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that's why my second favorite character is Akashi, because like when he does the ankle break. It's like, boom, like, don't fuck with me.
What's that?
Yeah, I love what's happening?
That specific moment where they have it, where everyone just realizes, like, well, shit, I'm dropping it.
No, fair enough. Now, for me,
what's yours?
I don't know, like, as in, obviously, Aomine and Kisei are up there, like, they're both, like, insane. And then probably, like, next would probably be Izuki. I think he's a special mention, like, he's just like, I love the idea because obviously he's a point guard as well and his handles are incredible. Like when it comes down to it, his like court vision and awareness and like his overall skill is incredible as well. And he's a psychic character. So
his vision is mad. When he does the eagle spear.
Yeah, the eagle spear is just so sick. But probably as in terms of top tier, it'll probably be Kisa.
What's your favorite team?
Favorite team? Is that for Viggy?
Wait, have you said your favorite character yet?
No, he hasn't.
Oh, yeah, go on. And then we can say favorite.
My favorite character is definitely good. My favorite player is definitely Kagami Tiger. He's just so sick. The way he does that, the moment where he like forces open the door on the Generation of Miracle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, yo, this is sick. And then they had the flashback of where when Kagami was going to dunk on Aomine. And then it went to a flashback of Kuroko and Aomine. And Kuroko was like, oh, you're going to meet someone even better than yourself. And then he just dunks on him. Like, just posted him differently.
Yeah. That was sick.
Even when Aomine was losing the zone, and he went out of the zone, and Kagami was still in the zone. It was sick.
Yeah. He was like, oh, yeah, I've already passed. If this was a one-on-one, like, I would have failed by now as well, and I would have lost. The reason I can keep fighting, like, I can quote the rest of this. I won.
What, so those edits on just that one scene.
Yeah, but when it comes to Kuroko, it's just like, I breathe that show.
Four hours.
I never breathe
it's
that show.
It's when he pussed you when he goes to sleep.
Such a sick out of it.
Favorite teams?
For me, I don't know, man. It'll probably have to be Serien as a team.
Yeah.
Just because of their style of play. Their run and gun play is just like...
They're like GFW,
innit? Yeah, literally. As in they're basically like an offensive team, but you can't really underestimate their defense either. Like all of their plays has come from like... Even Rico, like their team manager, like she's always saying like, okay, like focus on one stop, focus on like a steal here or something like that.
Yeah.
So I like that idea of it. What about you?
For me, it would probably have to be... Midorima's team, because I think it was the most balanced. Apart from Akashi's team was quite balanced, but Midorima's team was quite balanced as well.
Actually, you know what?
I think
Serien's team was balanced, no?
Sorry?
Serien's team was balanced, no?
Yeah, it was. I'll say the most balanced was Akashi, then it would have to be Aomine, then...
Aomine's balanced.
Yeah, it had the third years. And the second years.
Oh, okay, fine. Yeah, like,
The guy with the glasses was really good.
Yeah.
So that was the second man. And then it would be Midorima and then Serien and then Kisa's team. Kisa's team was shit. It's only the team captain and him.
No,
I ain't hating.
What do you mean?
Don't hate on Kasamatsu, bro.
No, the team captain is sick.
Kasamatsu's rebound levels are a different level, bro.
The way the team captain hypes Kisa up when he's like ready to go into the zone, it's like, pop, go get him. I'm like, fuck.
Oh, when he goes perfect. Yeah. I'm sick of time, I'm sick of waiting. Go get
Yes, that's the one.
I'm going to cheat and say my favorite team is Vorpal Swords.
What? Vorpal, shut up.
Huh? Where's that?
It's from the movie.
Vorpal Swords is from the movie.
It's
basically just.
Normal players.
Basically Generation of Miracles.
That's not fair.
And the best normal players, FYI, as well.
Hey, you asked a favorite team in Kuroko Basket. I gave a valid answer.
This is my favorite team.
That's a fair point. Yeah. I think actually, if they had a next season, I think Toa would have been my favorite team. Because their style is very similar to Serien, but then Aomine
was training.
Yeah, he would have started training and passing, right?
Yeah.
So I think Toro probably would have been my favorite team if they continued it.
That's a sick uniform as well.
Yeah, the black and red is so nice.
Yeah, so sick.
The black and red is so.
Yeah.
Moving on to Kuroko, because this can go on for time. the next sports anime is on our list is Diamond Ace.
I haven't watched this one.
Have you guys watched?
Step back.
Have you guys watched it?
No, I haven't watched it.
I've watched like 20 episodes like a while ago. But you know why I stopped, Biggie.
I know why you stopped.
Yeah.
But like, I recommend you start everyone watching because. So, the premise of the anime is revolved around baseball. So the main character is someone who volunteered to stay at his home baseball team and stay there and like develop with his home team, but then a baseball school recruit him called Sado, and he joins them, and his whole drive is becoming the ace, the number one, getting the number one on his back. So I just posted it recently on Instagram. The moment that was only in this, that was in season one. That was on episode 13, where he first gets his new form, gets his new form. It's his whole ethic of trying to get to the ace number, and they go through. So it's currently on the second season just finished. So they're going through like the regionals and nationals and all of that. And it's so good. Like, it makes you want to play baseball, essentially. It's so
as in every sports anime makes you want to play the sport, right? Like, let's be real.
100%.
Like, when I was watching, like, even though I stopped it, like, when I was watching it, I was considering playing baseball. Like, it was just like, okay.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I'll pick up my tennis ball and like pretend I was doing a baseball serve and just like go.
So yeah, like, you change the grip on your, you change the grip on the ball in it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
He tried to throw a splitter.
Yeah. Guilty.
But then with me, yeah, like obviously I haven't watched the Diamond Ace, but I've seen Kuroko, right? So in my head I'm like, yo, I can do this. Like I can shoot 3-point easy, no worries. I go to the court, I'm like and I'm like, yo, wait, why didn't you go in?
Like, so I know we're gonna talk about this later, but Ahirino Sora is so much more accurate than Kuroko.
Yeah. Like
Kuroko makes you think you can do like an hour minute shot behind the backboard for like years, and I feel like I can do that shot.
But like Kuroko no Basuke is essentially like NBA level, whereas Ahirino Sora is like high school level, like us level.
Yeah. Like, if you want to relate to any character, speak as this sounds, like, the maximum you can probably relate to is probably Hyuga, or even probably Furuhata.
Yeah.
And if you don't think, like, that's the point. Like, you won't, like, really know the character, because they're not good at all, which is kind of sad.
Yeah, speak. Why are you going to hit my guy Hyuga for?
No, Hyuga's sick. I mean Furuhata.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Furuhata, stop Kakashi, shut up.
That he did. I mean, he didn't stop.
he stopped coming. Yeah, we're going off track.
You actually.
Who's your favorite character be from Diamond No Ace? Like, because I haven't watched it, so you have to describe.
Honestly, it's going to be the main character. Like,
yes,
he puts like. So much extra. There's another guy who comes in that Sado recruited, who essentially has the fastest throw in the circuit.
Okay.
So like nobody's near to. So no first year is near to touching his speed. Like he's hitting 150 kilometers an hour with his pitches.
That's kind of slow. And, but that's cool. Like,
he's kind of slow.
I mean, I can do like 171, but you know,
like,
I like it.
Yeah. I will test it out. we heard it here first. Yeah, TikTok live stream. We're gonna hit nudge during the special for 171.
You haven't seen me throwing those balls all the way around.
But yeah, like his work ethic, just like try get near to. His rival is just insane. He puts extra work in. He's running like so. What his main thing is after every session, he goes for a run with like a tire strapped to him.
Yeah,
and he's just running constantly, like just to like get closer to his rival. Because his rival, there's one scene where his rival, they have to be selected for the first team. So they have to show the coach what they can do. And this guy just steps up to the plate and throws 150K. And he's straight to the first team. Like, no question. He's in. Saramura, the main character, steps up. And he gets put into the second stream.
Yeah.
So, like, from then on, he's like his goal is to, like, surpass him and get the number one spot. So, like, he's just insane. Because his throwing is very unique, so like no one else throws like him. It's like everyone's put off to what he does. He's like he's a diamond in the rough.
Yeah, literally. Okay. As in, that's the thing with Diamond Ace, though. Like, I was pretty surprised that they held with that character staying like as in proportionally at that level for so long. Like, you don't usually have that in anime, right? As in, the main character will usually catch up within, like, usually the first season, if not shorter.
Like, yeah, usually get this the first season, the first season was 75 episodes, and he hadn't caught
up. Exactly, yeah. Like, I really like how that is, actually. It was good while I was watching it.
And the thing is, with Diamond No Ace, they bring in, like, real-life problems that some baseball players go through.
Like?
So, like, so it's called the Yips, where you basically in like a crucial moment, he fully fucks up.
Okay.
And this is like playing in the back of his mind. He has like a mental block. Like, he can't throw the specific throw to like help him get to a better level.
Yeah.
So like he's just stuck. So like near the ending of season one, this happens and like he's at a roadblock. He can't get past it. Like, every time he tries to throw the specific throw, he can't do it. He just completely fucks it. And it shows his mental battle of trying to overcome that and become a better player.
Oh, wow.
Which is quite realistic as well, right? Because that applies to, like, pretty much all sports, I would say, if you're playing in a serious game.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, if you do a mad fuck-up, then...
Like, yeah, exactly.
It's going to play on you.
A relatable example to me is, like, bro, like... Because I, most of, like, when I'm squatting or benching or deadlifting, most of what I do is based on, like, the cues that I have in my head, like, the steps. But, like, I don't, I've trained to the point where I don't need to remember the steps. But, like, you do it for so long, and then, like, you don't remember what those steps are. You just do it, because it's muscle memory. And then, like, after a while, if you forget, then you're like, oh, what do I do?
Yeah, because it's so basic, right? You don't even focus.
It literally. So you like you have to rediscover how you do it.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Exactly.
I've done that like four times.
It's insane.
Yeah, fair enough. This happened to me in basketball as well. It's pretty crazy because like any time you're meant to make a shot and like you're close to like I don't know catching up to the lead of the opposition or whatever, and you miss that shot, like when the ball comes into your hand, even in the same game, like you're already like oh crap, like as in should I be taking the shot? Should I pass it? Like. It's pretty crazy.
Oh, yeah, Ahiro Nosora talks about that, actually.
Yeah, Ahiro Nosora is really realistic. I really like it.
Yeah.
So, like, okay, we'll jump on to the next one. So, our next sports anime on our list is Haikyuu. Haikyuu. Like, no words. It's such an incredible... It's volleyball.
Yeah.
So, like, as in, people are like, oh, no, you can't make volleyball look good.
Yeah,
volleyball like, for girls.
Haikyuu destroys that.
Yeah, 100%.
It shows like, so 100%. Totally different.
As in, like, just the...
Haikyuu's about... what is it?
No, as in, just to show how good the anime is, I want to start playing volleyball now.
Yeah, but it's bare hard.
Yeah, you know,
you don't have the vert for that.
Look here. It's a process.
My guy's going to get the basketball. Like,
you're still recording for about 2 years.
Yeah, exactly. Huh?
You're going to get the basketball, hit up like that, and then you're going to do a three-pointer as well.
I'll spike a three-pointer, bro.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
That's basically a meteor jab. Is that what you're saying? So one's throwing 171 on a baseball and one's spiking.
Yeah.
Spiking a basketball.
Vicky, you have to do one as well.
he can do one in the next one.
I hit my head on the rim.
Throw it down. Okay, cool.
No, you can do a Hinata moment where when Abu does the spike on the balls? As Hinata.
Yeah.
He goes through.
I get hit in the balls.
Yeah, you get hit in the balls. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm done.
Basically, I'll TikTok. I mean, nothing. I wouldn't mind that. At least I have a sick vert. What's your favorite moment in Haikyuu? I'll pass on to Nudge this time.
Yeah. It would probably have to be from the latest season, you know, when like Hinata's actually learning how to do the basics properly. Like, you see him actually jump and predict.
Receiving the ball.
Yeah. Like, it's the basic shit that you're supposed to be doing. But, like, when you see him do it, it's like, oh, shit. Like, he's actually going to be, like, crazy now.
When he's being a ball boy, right?
Oh, yeah. Like, his results from being a ball boy.
Yeah, that was insane.
You're sick.
It was. I rate Shiro Tozawa's coach for that, though.
Yeah.
Because he saw exactly, like, as what was already going to happen, which is why he kept him on.
And then so, I rate Hirata's work ethic as well through that ball boy. Because imagine how miserable you would have been as a ball boy. Like,
sure.
Definitely random.
Yeah.
Sure. Abby, what...
It would have been mad stressful being a ball boy.
As in, for me, favorite moment will have to be end of season 2. It's honestly, like, I feel like it's one of the best writing I've ever seen, like, ever. I know, like, obviously it's not, like, this huge complex theory or anything like that, like you get in other animes, but at the end of season 2, when it's Karasuno versus Alba Jose, and it's coming down to the last point, just as it did at the end of season 1, and they have the exact same sequence, where Kageyama goes to the set and then Hinata falls back to the back line so that he can run for the spike. Just
the
as
minus, the minus tempo.
Yeah, the minus tempo. And they miss it, or he gets blocked in season 1. They do the exact same thing again. Yeah. I think you can tell how much I like the scene because, like, I did it at the TikTok for this scene in general.
Yeah,
and I added the... So that's how I wanted it to be done. But you can still tell anyway that it was supposed to be like an exact mirror of season 1. And then he, like, manages to burst through and overcome. So it was just...
You found the spot on the umbrella.
Yeah. Like, as in, he literally showed his potential as a little giant. Because that's what they emphasize the little giant could do, right?
Yeah.
So Hinata realizes his ceiling. And Hinata realizes his ceiling. And then Kageyama realizes his ceiling when he's, like, doing certain things against Oikawa in that match. I just think that whole thing is just...
Sick. I want to quickly add one thing that I love about the anime. It's like, you know, whenever they're doing serves?
Yeah.
And they go, whoa, and they're like, they're hyping up the serve. I think that's sick. It's such a minute detail, but it's so sick. Yeah, like, it gets you hyped to the viewer, like, oh shit, let's go, he's going to serve. But yeah.
No, there's that moment in season 4.
Yeah, the one where he tells them to shut up.
Oh, yeah, he's like...
He just stops at this end of the time. Above those two girls, but then they went mercifully with that look.
And I was like, yo, okay, jeez.
So, man.
That guy looks sick.
My favourite moment is probably... my favourite moment is probably Tsukushima, where he blocks Ushigawa.
Oh,
that moment where he's like... The whole build up to like just for that spike, just for that block, like he waited for that specific moment where the ball was lower than usual. He left the gap, read the block, and then just dropped it. And everyone's just like, and that moment where he's like the flashback with his brother, and then he has that massive roar at the end. He's so sick.
Flashback with Bokuto, like as in talking to him, saying, "This is the moment that I got hooked on volleyball." And then, like, like Tsukishima's like clenching his fist, and you can tell he's gonna roar, but they still go through with the flashback, and then like, oh, it's just so sick.
I've watched
so many times.
It's when he was talking to his mate as well, and he's like, "Oh, I'm gonna block him sometimes." He just casually blocks it, and he doesn't.
Yeah, I don't plan on stopping it. I'm gonna block him a few times.
Yes, it's so mad.
So sick. Tsuki is such an underrated character, man.
Trust. Yeah. He's like a pivotal guy in the whole.
Yeah, because he's so tall.
Yeah, he's so tall. He reads everything so... He has a different mindset for his team, right?
Yeah.
Everyone's like,
go get Everyone, most of them are like, attack. And the only good defenders are like...
Daichi.
Tsukushima, and the Libero.
Nishino. But then he's supposed to be... So
Rolling Thunder.
Yeah. Bro, do you remember when that thing... what's his name?
The setter.
Was it setter's name again?
Kageyama.
In the late season. I was like, oh shit, like you can't say that to Nishinoya.
And then Nishinoya was like, clock, he replayed everything in his head.
Yeah.
Trunks, that's mad IQ.
Yeah, that's insane.
That was actually crazy. But I rate Kageyama for saying that.
It's a good thing with Kageyama, though, because they're like, I like how, you know, when they were at the youth training camp, the coach was like, he was talking to the assistant coach, and he was like, oh, I hope that when they go back to their normal teams, they don't feel the difference.
Yeah.
And teams would have, like, well, most animes would have gone through it and been like, oh, Kageyama's going to come with, like, a new set or, like, a new skill, and that's it. But they actually went through the drawbacks of going to, like, such a OP youth training camp.
Yeah.
100%. But just, like, the way that they go into some details is so sick. Like, when they went in with Asahi and his mental block against Datatech.
Oh, yeah.
And he, for the first time, he's picked for the spike. It's just emotional, man.
I hate to bring him back to Kuroko again, but, like, when...
I don't ever hate to do that.
No, but, like, when Tepe had his injury.
So sick, yeah.
And then, like, they brought that in, like, that trauma. It's sick,
Against Kiyosaki Daiichi.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Thing, right?
Yeah.
No, that was a hard match to watch.
Yeah. That was, I mean, it was so unrealistic because all of them would have been sent off the court, but like, yeah, it was really good.
Imagine.
As if that guy was basically beating him, that didn't do anything. It was so random.
Who's your favorite character in Haikyuu?
It's Abby first. I did it last time.
Whoa. Mine would have to be Bokuto. Bokuto.
Not surprised there.
Yeah, no surprise. I mean, he's literally, ever since I first saw him, he's basically, what I love about him is he's a sideman. Like, first and foremost, he is an absolute, like, idiot. And when it comes down to it.
Season four.
Or, like, even season two, I think it was, when they're showing the training camp and, like, he's literally throwing his fit in the middle of a game. And, like, I feel like in a weird way, he's also kind of relatable. Because, like, he's such a talented guy and he can show up when he wants to. But they show, like, how you can be affected by external factors in a game and you're not always going to have a perfect performance.
Yeah.
And then, like, they also have, like, tandem of him and Akashi. Like, how Akashi always, like, he literally, like, babysits Bokuto. Throughout the whole thing, and it's just so sick. Bokuto, like, he's so sick.
It's when he's like in the season, when in season four, and he's like having the mad game, and then like they're like, what's one way to like get him back to the top to his best form? And they were like, he's in a smaller arena, and so it's like,
it's more fun. As in, that's the thing. Like, first time was a training match, right? And then Akashi like the set. Countdown for like 5 seconds where he's thinking about the different options A, B, C of like how it can go, and then he ends up passing it. It was
so funny.
My favorite character.
Who's your favorite character?
It would probably have to be probably Hinata, you know, because I'm really? Kind of short. I'm kind of short, so it's like I kind of relate to him.
Mainstream.
Wait, what'd you say?
Mainstream.
What do you mean? Go fuck yourself. Why are you saying mainstream?
I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, I'm trying to think of the other short player.
Go on, then.
From season four.
Why is he not your favorite?
Because that he can jump super high, even though he's very tiny. That's literally. And then like he has so many adversities that he has to go through, as like a character. Like, he's had so many roadblocks because he's short. Yeah, but he's managed to push him each one.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like, it's like basketball.
Yeah, exactly.
Special mention is Oikawa. I feel like he's such an underrated
guy. Yeah, 100%. You see his growth as well.
Oikawa
Both is just amazing. And I love, like, his moment against Ushijima where he's saying, like, don't forget me and my worthless pride. That is just so sick.
Yeah. He's a prick to Kageyama, though. Low-key.
But in, like, a funny way.
He knows what's going to happen to him.
Yeah. He's doing it because, like,
the rival team
is so talented. He knows he's going to overtake him.
Yeah.
Like, everything he's done, like, I feel like he's done to Kageyama. Like, everything that he's done, he's always been, like, competing with him, being like, as in, if you can't beat me now, then, like, this is what you need to do.
Yeah.
He's almost like a sensei, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Senpai?
Senpai?
Oh, wait, he is his senpai, isn't it? Because they went to the same middle school.
Yeah, he
went to the same middle school.
Yeah. Vicky, who's yours?
Honestly, mine's probably Daichi.
Really?
That's because the guy has a beard.
No, Daichi doesn't have a beard. That's Asahi.
Daichi's a captain.
Yeah, the captain.
He's basically if it wasn't for him, there would be no Karasuno.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, that's true.
He's the glue that keeps everything keeps everyone in line. Keeps everyone in check.
Do you know what I thought?
He's the pillar to Karasuno.
You know in Ahiru no Sora that the team that they last played against in the that competition.
Inter-high.
Yeah, no, it wasn't Inter-high. It was leading up to Inter-high, isn't it?
No, as in it was. Yeah, it wasn't even the Inter-high.
Yeah. It's to qualify for it. But the first team that they went up against, that team reminded me of Karasuno so much.
Wait, the first team, or you mean the black and orange kit?
As in, the first team, the Ahiru no Sora team played against.
The one they lost to.
Like they reminded me of Karasuno so much. Like they had a leader that's attracted so good players, but they don't manage to win like year after year. But now they finally have some nice players that they can win.
Side note, one of my favorite moments in Haiku is, you know, when they're at the training camp on season 2?
Yep.
And then on the last day, they realize they have a barbecue. They start singing the song. when they were like, they realize they had a barbecue. And they're just singing like, only kuli 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 ku. And then just do some weird dance.
And it's all of them as well.
Yeah, it's all of them.
That was such a comedic moment, Haiku is so sick for the comedy, man.
Yeah, 100%. It's got a nice balance between comedy and like actually hype for the matches.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll move on to the next one. So as the viewers would have guessed, our next sports anime is Ahiru no Sora, which is another basketball themed anime. So it's just about a guy similar to Hinata who is in a game where the tall prevail, and he is 160 centimeters. He's a short guy.
Yeah.
He lied about being 160.
The thing that defines him is it's probably his handling, isn't it? The one that sets him aside from the rest.
100%.
Yep.
His handling and the way he adapts is just insane. And his whole thing is trying to basically just play basketball for a team.
Because
he was never, when he was younger, because of his height. He was always looked aside or for someone who was taller.
He's got a long way to go for his new position, though.
100%. Yeah. When he's that point guard position.
Yeah.
Rubbish.
Yeah. So what's your guy's favorite moment in Ahiru no Sora?
Wait, do I have to go first?
Yep.
Oh, you went first last. I've been first last time.
Oh, fuck you up. okay.
You always go last.
It's probably when they find Toby.
Oh, okay, fine.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, that's when it's like, okay, this anime is going to get good now. Because when it was like with the twins, the Momoharu and the other guy, and then with Sora as well, then it was like, okay, I can see this getting okay, but like, I can't see it getting to Kuroko level height. And then Toby comes in and it's like, okay, now we can go somewhere. Like, we can finally have two people that can actually play basketball. Because at that point, we didn't know whether the twins can play basketball properly.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
And what's your favorite movie?
For me, it would probably have to be when Sora misses for the match.
The last second.
So
the thing is, yeah, like, as in, I hate sad moments in anime and everything like that. But, like, what I love so much about that moment is everything was pointing towards them winning.
Yeah.
Like, in the game, they became the favorites. As in, like, because of the whole time with the injury and everything. Yeah, the 15-point lead. Everything. Like, as in, everyone was convinced, like, they were going to win. Like, obviously, you thought there was going to be, like, some drama or something. But you saw them winning in the end. And, like, Sora was lined up for the 3-point shot. The whole season was lining up to him having his big moment and, like, being able to talk to his mom and everything that he won and, like, everything about that. But, like, he ends up missing. And that is essentially something that would, like, break a basketball team.
Yeah, it almost did.
Fundamental. Yeah. Because they've already, almost broken before, right?
Yeah.
Like, over trivial things. And then they have something like this, which is literally, like, a failure when their success was literally within arm's reach.
Yeah, and one player let them all down.
I disagree with that, actually. I get why you'd say that.
No, as in, like,
everyone had their thing to go.
I don't agree with the comment. I'm just saying that's what happened. And, like, you can't blame one player for doing that, because it's a collective effort and it's collective responsibility as a team. But, like I said, like, that's what would be running through their heads as soon as the match ended.
I feel like, because they did a nice sequence towards the end as well, like, as in, Mokishi? I've forgotten his name now. Mokishi, the tall guy.
Oh, yeah, Mokishi, yeah.
He fumbles the ball when it was, like, some basic-ass pass.
Oh, yeah.
Tobi misses a basic layup when he should have held onto the ball and passed it.
Yeah.
Momoharu misses the
He can't jump. Score.
Chiaki got the 5 fouls, like, when it was going on.
Yeah.
Like, everyone screwed up, and, like, they all have this huge weight. And, like, the whole match was just a catastrophe, literally.
The fact that Momoharu can't score just pisses me off. The guy's tall as fuck. Like,
yeah.
It's that one point, it's that 2 points he scored when he just tips it.
Yeah.
And he's like, the whole.
You know, I was like, oh, this is the start of a score streak, and then he misses the net.
He can get his hand in the net.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah. He's like Vince Carter level.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't understand why he can't dunk.
He's like, just retarded.
He actually is. Like, he can literally jump up so high that he can get his arm, like, there to the rim. But he can't physically put the ball in the basket. Like, I mean, I can't dunk, so I can't talk, but, like, you can't be that bad.
I can dunk. You know? Whoosh.
Here's our head off.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, there you go. Sorry, go ahead. Yeah.
You shouldn't be sorry about that.
Biggie, what about you?
My favorite moment is probably the 5-on-1 with Sora versus the five.
Wait, go on, Abby.
The TikTok Abby made.
Yeah.
Like, that moment where he just, like, just rinses everyone. It's just so insane. Like, he just steps up on the court, like, 5-on-1, yeah, calm, easy.
The way he says easy. It's like, it's okay, I'll take all of you on. Like, calm.
Yeah. That reminded me of, have any of you seen Hinamaru Zumo?
Yeah,
Hinamaru Zumo. Yeah, at the first episode when he's trying to get the dojo back, and he's bro, I'll take you on Dory. Like,
I'll take all your heads.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, nah, bro, like, come, I'll fight you now.
Yeah. It's when he was getting punched. He was meant to be punched for like 10 minutes, but he added another 5 minutes.
I'm just going to say this one thing when he's like, the time's up and he's like, oh, so now it's my turn, yeah? And it's like, you just see him, like, turn into beast mode, like, yo.
Crazy.
Ultra Instinct kicks in. who's your favorite character then, Abby? From Ayuno Sora?
Bobby. Like, it's just, he's literally, like, insane, man. His style of play, like, his whole, the way he plays basketball as well is like similar to how I like to play. As in, not how I do play, because I wish I could play like that. But how I aim to play in the future. He's literally like, his sort of handling is like incredible. Like, he's an all-round player who can help everywhere.
Yeah.
But obviously he's not that tall either. Like, he is a tall player, but like, he's not as tall as Momo or something like that. I think he's actually pretty similar to my height. So, yeah, he's just a sick player.
You know, what do you think, you know, when he got the team offer, what do you think he would have done if you were him?
Oh, I would have done exactly what he did.
Really?
Actually, that might have been my favorite moment, actually, not the part where they missed. I forgot about that somehow. Like, I actually thought he was going to accept it, because, like, the way he was talking.
Yeah, I thought he was going as well.
It tricked me. I was literally like, okay, no, he's going to refuse it like a badass.
Yeah.
And then he does actually end up doing it, and I was like, this moment is like, it's going to be a future the moment. Don't worry.
I'm not going to lie. If I was him, I would have taken it.
Would you?
No, like, come on. His goals, and like, he's only been with the team for a month or two.
But it's similar to the fact, you know, with in NBA, like Jared Dudley, when he went to the Lakers.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now he's just watching from the sideline.
Yeah.
I don't think he would have been a sideline player.
I think he would have.
Really?
The way they said it.
But I feel like he wouldn't have had as much of a pivotal role.
That begs the question, would you rather play for a good team but be as a sub, or would you go to a shit team and play like the whole match?
It depends though, man. Like, as in, that's not the only context he's considering though, right?
This is a hypothetical situation.
This is like a situation from scratch.
How good are we? Are we superstars? In this hypothetical
situation. You're totally in it. Like, you can carry your team. Until a certain point.
I'll go to a shit team.
Yes. Yeah. I think I would as well, low-key. You get more time on the court. More fun.
You get the fame. You get the glory.
I don't know.
Honestly, it just helps your team get better as well.
Yeah, that's the part I like.
I think that's the biggest thing for me. You just help the other players around you get better.
Yeah.
If you're a superstar level candidate.
Yeah, but then wouldn't you consider your career as a basketball player be compromised or jeopardized because you've been with a shit team? Therefore, you have like shit history.
It's like LeBron. It's like LeBron at Cavs.
Yeah.
Gone.
Like, he carried his team to the finals.
Yeah.
As in, he's literally by any means, he's literally like handicapped, and like, there's no way he's got as good of a chance with the current team as he would have if he took the offer.
Yeah.
But like, given his situation with his attachment to the team, and like, he understands everyone's goals, and like, he's already got the attachment and the bonds there. Like, even though it only has been a month, so I can see why he stayed. I would have done the same thing in my position. If he went to the other team, it would have been like selling out, right?
Okay. Yeah. When you put it that way, and if you think you wouldn't have been a starter, then I wouldn't have gone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wouldn't have been a starter. I don't think he would have been a starter. Even if he went like a
6th. Fair. All right. My favorite character.
Yeah.
Chiaki. My guy is sick. He's such a sick point guard. My guy does the craziest. He can do Kuroko style passes. He did the Akashi elbow pass.
Yeah.
That was sick.
Yeah, it was.
It's when the other guy was looking at him, it was like, how the hell did this happen?
Yeah, this isn't high school basketball anymore. They said that.
Yeah.
Like that. So mad. Honestly, I'm going to side with Mitch on this one because he's my favorite character as well. I relate to him in a sense, he's always munching as well. Which is like, like when something's not going well, first thing I do is go to the fridge.
I should be able to relate to food more than anything.
But like, the way he plays is just insane. Like, his vision on the court is just like different worldly.
Yeah, 100%. When he was looking, do you remember when they tried to showcase that with the girl tables?
Yeah.
And Sora manages to clock that. He was like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
An exceptional point guard. I was like, shut up, man. That was so funny.
It was a joke. That's even a joke, though.
Yeah, that's so funny.
All right, let me ask you a question, Viggy. If you had to recommend, because you're like the sports senpai. Actually, I'm gonna leave you to last, because you're the sports senpai.
Yeah, leave it to last.
Abu, if you had to recommend a sports anime, what would it be and why?
Put me on the spot. Can we talk about like as in?
I can go first if you want.
As in, can we mention animes we've already talked about?
Yeah, you can obviously. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. In which case, I would probably go with Coco. As in, I'm obviously going to be biased because it's basketball and I play basketball. But I feel like it's got one of the best pacing in all of anime. Haiku rivals it very, very closely. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
And some would argue Haiku. And if someone said Haiku, I wouldn't have much to argue with them about. The only reason I go with Coco is because I play basketball myself. I feel like in terms of volleyball, that's an incredible anime. And maybe in general, Haiku is an amazing anime as well. But Kuroko is just like, it's just there for me. It's got like the emotion. It's got the attachable characters. It's got the fast pacing. It's got like the amazing skills, the graphics at times as well. But given the time that it was in, once you get to season 3, the graphics are incredible. And in season 2, they're no joke as well. So, yeah.
Is there going to be thunder coming out of my eyes as well when I play basketball?
I mean, that is a possibility.
Yeah, I'm really like, dude.
Yeah. Let's do a cosplay for it.
Oh yeah, that'd be sick. It's so easy cosplay
just
as well.
Stick it to your eyes and just go. Good. I mean, it'll be the blood coming out of your eyes. It's the best.
Oh my lord.
Okay, just took a dog.
Okay, my, I think I already mentioned it, but the anime I would want to recommend is Hinamaru Sumo. Because like we've never seen like a sumo anime like properly, I don't think ever, but I can't really say that properly. So like the first one I've seen in anime, and like it tells you about the ranking systems, how sumo actually works, and it's not like it's babying you on how it works. It's like it's teaching you whilst the team is getting ready, and like each of the team members, like none of them are, like, there's only one useless player, which is, like, the little tiny skinny kid. But you see his kind of progression as well, like, as the jumping guy. But, like, everyone else is just sick in terms of their role, because they're a bunch of misfits, like in Ahiru no Sora. And they've gotten together. But, like, it's so sick, because I like contact sports a lot.
Mm.
So, like, that's why I like Hiromaru as well. Yeah.
Are there any dodgeball animals? Speaking of that.
Dodgeball? Hunter x Hunter.
Hunter x Hunter. One scene.
One scene. Yeah. I think it's like two episodes. I don't even know.
Let's find out. I think there might be. Like,
but
I'm surprised there's like a huge
Viggy.
What anime? It's just a sick premise.
So I'm gonna, since I'm the host, I'm allowed 3.
Okay, chill, okay.
You had it last week. But it's none of them have been on the list.
Oh, really? Okay.
So, yeah. So my 3 I would recommend is, the first one is Run With The Wind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, another one, yeah.
Which is, as it is mad, like, the way they make, like, marathon running or look pretty good. It's mad, like the team dynamic and everything. There's that one genius, and then everyone else is a misfit and not fit. They can't run.
It's peak as well. You see them struggle so much.
Yeah, and then the way they end it is just mad.
I haven't seen it.
Everyone's. Have you not?
No. See the ending. It's so good. It's so good.
It's so good. I would definitely recommend it. Like,
it's a pretty realistic ending. I like it.
Yeah, the character development is just insane. Like the way they like progress as a team and then get to that point is just incredible.
Yeah.
Can we also talk about how the main character is like insanely similar to Kageyama?
Yeah, the look.
In season 4, there was a scene where Kageyama goes out for a jog with Hinata, right? Because they're getting
match.
I swear you saw a scene from Under the Wind. I was just like, wait, what? What's he? It was like exactly the same. It was crazy.
Yeah, Kagami actually stole a bunch of McDonald's burgers and then he ran away.
Yeah, it was just bad, man. It was so sick. I might do it, yeah. I might do an Insta post of the Paolo, actually.
Alright, what's your second recommendation?
My second one is, I don't know if you know this, but like, I play tennis, right?
Yeah.
Since what? Good 10 plus years? So since I was like 8. Yeah. So like, a good 13 years I've been playing. So my recommendation would be Prince of Tennis.
Are you the Prince of Tennis then?
Nah. He's genius level. I'm nowhere near that.
But you're a coach.
Huh?
You're a coach, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a coach.
Big up. So,
that's calm.
I changed my office, actually. I changed it to free now.
Oh, no, but you're not the host. That's not fair. Wait for your turn next week.
Okay, I'll suggest free next week.
Yeah, that's calm.
It's calm, it's fighting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fighting. Yeah. That's Abby's specialty. Yeah.
Whoa, I don't know about that.
No, free is actually a sick anime as well.
Free is a sick anime.
Oh, free, oh yeah.
Because that's one for basically like
tennis. I recommend Prince of Tennis. He's basically like a genius tennis player who's like super young, but like his talent is just insane. Like he gets
actually, he's seen it, yeah.
It's so good. As in it's like the same kind of esque where they have like the whole all Japan and things like that. So like he gets selected to like the top school for one of the top schools for tennis. And he just shows his levels to like the seniors. Like he undermines them, it's so funny. Because he's very cocky. It's like he's like when he steps into a room, he's like, I'm the best player. Like kinda vibe.
That's the energy you need though.
If you want to climb, that's the energy you need.
Yeah, 100%.
So yeah, like he's so good. Yeah. I definitely recommend Prince of Tennis.
Fair enough.
And then my final one is Yao Moshi Pedal.
I knew you were gonna say that.
It's so good.
I've watched clips on YouTube and it's like, bro, the chain in the gears, the position of riding is fucking weird.
Make it look so sick.
Yeah, it looks sick.
But they make it look so sick.
No, but like, the whole like main character, the way he gets in, it's just mad. Like he's just a guy that cycles 90 kilometers to get his anime mangas and stuff, and cycles back. That's how he got to where he was, and then like. It's insane, like the way he like becomes. Well, he wins the race, no?
Oh, spoilers!
This came out ages ago, so your fault.
Feel of the anime.
It's mad. Like he joins the bicycle racing club and then moves his way up.
Did it make you want to do bicycle races and stuff?
100%.
Legit.
I was so close to buying a bicycle.
Same.
Yeah, come to see it. race all the way to France.
You won't, mate.
You're going to be swimming as well.
Yeah, come. I'll be like 100 meters behind you. But like, you won't be able to see me. I'm using my, like, I'm in the zone. So like, you can't see me.
Lightning coming up your eyes.
Yeah, it's like an ultra instinct. You hear it play, and then a taxi drives by. I'm just driving past the taxi.
Okay. No, special mention for the animes, though. Slam Dunk is coming back in the fall.
Really?
Yeah, Slam Dunk, the manga's coming back, which means thereby the anime is coming back as well soon enough, probably next year. But
why though?
Because they stopped it. Like, I don't remember where they stopped. I think they stopped it.
Yeah, the actual manga stopped because the author died from a tsunami, right?
Oh, rest shit. Yeah.
So that was kind of peak. So that's the only reason why it stopped. The storyline is actually unfinished.
Yeah.
I think it's going to have a sick thing because, like, if the manga's being continued again, chances are they're going to do a whole reboot from scratch.
That'd be sick.
With the new graphics and everything, Slam Dunk will be sick.
But who's continuing it?
I don't know. I haven't looked into that much detail.
Okay.
Yeah. The announcement was made on the manga artist's Twitter account, Inoue Takehiko, if you know him.
Definitely.
But it's on the manga. It's on his account itself.
Yeah, so it's on the manga. What, do you think they'll do a manga? They'll do a reboot of the previous anime while she's doing the manga?
Because did the anime finish?
No, it got to the finals, I think.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, they're not going to bring it back with amazingly new graphics just for the finals, right? I feel like that'll be...
Yeah, you're saying... They could do it where they reshoot the beginning, the old anime, while they're releasing the manga, and then let the anime catch up with manga.
Sick. That would be sick. Not
gonna lie. That would sell more money as well. That would be a lot more... Like,
Then, I don't know, it's weird, because like, they said the manga will be returning in April 2020, but I haven't seen it.
But then COVID happened, though.
Yeah, true. Mm. Probably why it's delayed.
That's probably why it got delayed.
June 24.
I want to shout out a few anime that are coming out just before we end as well. So, upcoming anime are ReZero Season 2, which is going to be fucking crazy.
That's mad.
It's going to be sick. We got Firefall Season 2.
Oh, that's going to be so sick.
That's going to be mad.
That's actually
We got Godo High School, which is going to be mad.
That's going to be sick.
That's another webtoon that's been adapted as an anime.
Yeah.
We got Sword Art Online War of Underworld Season 2. Like, you guys haven't watched that, innit? Yeah, but it's fucking sick. Alicization Season 2.
I've seen season 2, yeah. Seen season 1.
Yeah. So, season 2 is going to be sick. Because everyone's starting to come into the game now.
What's the whole order with Sword Art Online?
Sorry?
Wait, what's Alicization? I've heard of it, but I've never actually...
So, it's like... it's like the
I
next...
stopped off to like when it went rubbish with season 1.
I'll give a quick... We can do a whole podcast on Sword Art Online, to be honest, but I'll give a quick thing on it. So, like, Kyuto and Asuna are happily living together. Like, they've gone out for a few years now. Sorry?
This is after season 2.
Yeah, this is after... like the newest
thing. The newest little thing.
Yeah.
Well, so where did... How many seasons of Sword Art Online are there? There's one
like,
or two,
I think
right?
There's three.
Three.
Yeah.
And they have movies as well.
Yeah. So they've been going out for like a few years and then they went out for a date, I think. Or Kirito was... believe or not, he was beta testing another game. And then like it was some dodgy shit for the government. That's why he couldn't tell anyone except Asuna. And then they were coming back from the research center, and he gets stabbed by do you remember the old clan, the Laughing Coffin, who used to murder players in the game.
One with the red diamond.
With the coffin on the tattoo.
The guy with the skull mask in season 2.
Yeah.
That clan.
Yeah. So one of their players in real life found Kirito and stabbed him. And he was able to survive, but he's in a coma. And the people at the research center, they've like taken him into the game that he was beta testing. But he has to complete the game to survive.
Why?
No, but then...
To wake up.
Yeah. But then like, it's not that like, it's not like fucking beta shit. It's like, it's sick now. Like, it's not like
covering and him being in the game.
What? Oh, because the game that he was beta testing is like a true full dive game that like takes your brain, your full consciousness into the game rather than linking your brain to the game. If that makes sense.
If they're doing that while they're operating on him or something.
No. There's no operation. He's in a coma.
Okay, fine.
It's essentially to keep him alive.
Yeah.
Just like, to without it. It's basically a life machine. Play a game while you're dying.
Yeah. But like, it's so sick. Like, it's way different to any other Sword Art Online series we've seen.
Is this Alicization?
Yeah, Alicization. Yeah.
And Alicization is already out, and this is season 2 coming out?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, this sounds sick. I might watch this.
It's sick. I didn't even know sick.
Mad, okay, cool. But as in, do you have the same opinion that season 2 was dead in Sword Art
yeah,
Online?
Yeah, so literally, Sword Art Online was only good up to the first half of season 1. After that, okay, was cool. Shit. Like, okay, even cool. Even the Gun Get Online series was shit.
Yeah. No,
I didn't like it that much. The only good thing that came out of it was good, like, waifu models and body pillows. That was the only thing that was good. Like, literally.
You told your mom yet, you have one.
What? What? What are you talking about?
Let's save that for the...
I'm good boy.
Yeah, that's convincing.
But yeah, that's all my announcements for the anime.
Okay, cool.
So I guess that's all we got time for today. Just want to say thank you everyone for your support. Watching us week in, week out on every Friday. So just want to talk about our Instagram. We do daily content. Same handle, which is anime.room.hq. If you haven't followed us yet, follow us on Instagram and TikTok. We also have a Depop page, which we sell anime merch. So we've got figures, cosplays coming out soon. And we've also got the women's clothing as well. So I'd just like to say, if you haven't followed us, follow us now. We've also started a Discord as well. Link is below. So just scroll down and the link will be there. So just hit that and join us. We'll be releasing announcements on Discord. Can just pop us on that if you want to have a chat. We'll get back to you as soon as we can. If you want a specific content to be released, then let us know. Just pop us up on any of those platforms. One of our three will get back to you. And next week we're gonna have a host. We're gonna have a guest. Sorry. Host, we're definitely gonna have host. We'll have a guest appearing. They are from the Otaki Illustrations. They do a lot of drawings, which are incredible. Like, I've never seen anything so good in my life. It's just insane. They're a married couple, so they'll be joining us. We'll be playing a couple of games, and just talking about all the weeby shit that we get up to on the week. Yeah, thank you everyone. Lidge, have you got anything else to say?
Yeah. Just a leaving comment for anyone that's watching. If you had to pick a sport that you would want to play right now, if it wasn't for COVID, what would you play and why? We're all interested in what you want to say. Just follow our Discord, join our server, and we'll carry on the conversation there. And I'll see you guys in Discord.
Peace.
Yeah, no, then yeah, I have nothing to add. If you want anything else, like obviously content wise, guys, on Instagram, TikTok, or Depop, whatever it is, just let us know on any platform that Viggy mentioned before, and we'll work on getting that out there. So yeah, other than that, thanks for the support. It's been incredible, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll be back here next week, 6 day GMT. Hope you guys have an amazing weekend. See you next week. Peace.
Peace.